Now, if you think it's cold now, wait till you see the temperatures this afternoon. Icy Antarctic air is moving up the country, but a second, more intense front will make it even colder later today. Snow has begun falling on South Island roads and could fall to sea level in Christchurch and further south a little bit later. Fairlie sheep and beef farmer Greg Anderson is hoping the cold blast is short and sharp for the sake of his stock.
Most of the people on the low country have finished lambing now, right at the end of it, but the guys in the back country are certainly just starting or be right in the guts. So, they'll have to be aware of it and put stock in the right sort of places with a shelter and that. Yeah, the big problem is with young lambs when they're born. I mean, snow's not too bad, but it's wet, cold wind that's really hard on young lambs, to be honest. Yeah.
Yes, and temperatures are forecast to drop by up to 15 degrees in less than 18 hours in some places. NIWA meteorologist Chris Brandolino is with us now. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Corin.
Is this the real deal? Is it a real cold snap?
Oh, this is legit. Look, this would be, this would be quite impactful even if it were mid-July. So even if it weren't spring, this would be something that would be really grabbing our attention, that's for sure, yeah.
What are we most concerned about here? Just the very cold temperatures, the wind chill?
Yeah, look, there's a multitude of things. I've actually been looking at some of the latest information, and there's many layers. So I guess to your question, temperatures, wind chill, the effect of temperature and wind will make it feel sub-zero across much of the South Island overnight tonight and tomorrow morning, and that'll sneak into the North Island. There is going to be the second surge of cold air that moves into the lower part of Southland and the lower coast of the South Island, and that core of cold air, that's really going to agitate the atmosphere. Ocean temperatures are relatively warm. We've had these unusually warm ocean temperatures, and the difference between the sea surface and the air above it is pretty extreme, and that's going to ignite it, get things going in terms of rain and snow. With that core of colder air moving on shore, and it's the timing of that core, and the core of the cold air moving in when the sun gets low in the sky tonight, overnight tonight, and into tomorrow morning. So places like in Dunedin, they'll probably see a bit of snow settling or accumulating, even at sea level, a few centimeters, but it's really elevation that's playing a key role. Only going up 100 meters will make a huge difference as to how much snow settles. And in Christchurch, what's going to happen, we're going to get this thin band of ocean effect snow. Ocean effect is a result of what I just described. You have relatively warm ocean temperatures. The air above about a mile up, 1,600 meters, is really cold, and that creates these really violent kind of updrafts, and we get this thin band of snow. And look, Corin, there could be multiple centimeters of snow that falls in Christchurch proper overnight tonight and into tomorrow morning, and temperatures will be near zero, so icy roads are a real concern from places like Christchurch, Eastern Canterbury, Banks Peninsula, Otago Peninsula, Dunedin, the roads across Southland and Otago. I know I just unpacked a bit there, but there could be some impactful weather tonight into tomorrow morning. So basically late tonight through about late morning, midday tomorrow, that's when things could be really impactful in terms of cold and snow, yeah.
The nature of this particular event, it seems to be coming in waves. It's not some big one-off storm with big swells ripping up the country. I mean, it seems a bit different.
Well, there will be big swells, actually. But, yeah, to your point, what's happening is basically there's two cogs working together. We have a high-pressure cog near Tasmania. We have a low-pressure cog, well due south of the Chatham Islands. And those two cogs kind of act in tandem to siphon this cold, very cold air off the ice down to our south in the polar regions. So, yeah, there was a huge storm, per se, huge low pressure, but it's, literally hundreds of thousands of k's away. And that is kind of, that setup is directing that colder air, and it's that temperature difference between the air above and the sea. This happens in the Sea of Japan. They get a lot of snow in northern Japan. It's more common there. It happens where I grew up in upstate New York, the Great Lakes. They call it lake effect snow. And this, so that's the reason for it. It's not a huge storm, to your point, per se.
I heard a weather forecaster on one of the TV channels talking about thunder snow. Is that actually a thing?
Oh, absolutely. Look, lightning, thunder, all you need is basically instability. You want those violent updrafts, air rising quickly. Imagine if you're at the bottom of a pool and you had a cork and you released it. The cork kind of rises pretty violently. That's because the air is buoyant, or the cork is buoyant. And that's when you have that set up in the atmosphere, that's when you get those big puffy cumulonimbus clouds, and you can get lightning. And that can happen winter, summer, any time of the year. So if the conditions are right, thundersnow.
All right, and the North Island, they won't escape. Mm. I mean, when will it start hitting the main centres in the north?
Yeah, so Wellington, I'll give you a bit of love, Wellingtonians and you, Corin, since you're in Wellington. You expect 13, 14 degrees around midday. The southerly change comes through. Coming home from work, it's probably about 7, around 5 or 6 in the afternoon. And then 7 a.m. tomorrow, you're down near 3 with 90K wind gusts. Now, in Wellington, we were talking earlier in the week, the potential for some of those snow showers possibly to sea level. We're going to have to watch that thin band of ocean effect rain and snow that will go from Otago Peninsula, Christchurch, and north. That will probably be just east of Wellington over the Eastern Hills. So I think Eastern Hills have a better chance of getting some rain and snow. Wellington, you may be spectators, but it'll still be darn cold, even if it doesn't precipitate. And in Auckland, we'll see some showers, but our temperatures will probably be coldest Friday morning. Could be down near 1-2 degrees by then in Auckland. So it'll be cold from top to bottom. The good news is that this will all kind of go away by the weekend. Temperatures moderating, we're warmer Sunday, and especially early next week.
Excellent. But the most critical element, you think, perhaps tonight, early morning in the south, yeah, at Christchurch, that's where the real action will be.
I think Christchurch, Dunedin, and particularly Christchurch, Eastern Canterbury. I should mention real quick, Corin, there's going to be probably a sharp gradient between, you know, some meaningful snow that you have to move around and clear out, to not much to the west. So there will be a sharp cutoff. So we'll have to see how that sets up. But yeah, Eastern Canterbury, Christchurch, Bakes Peninsula, basically midnight to midday.
So
midnight to tomorrow.
So
yeah.
So for about 48 hours, if we're in that part of the world, you just want to stay indoors and do nothing. It's just going to be misery out there, is it?
Yeah, some crusty bread and a big bowl of chili sounds about good.
Oh, yeah, that does indeed. Very good, Chris Brandolino. Thank you very much for that. Right, we have been warned. Thunder snow even is possible. Didn't know it was a thing.